grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today is our second lesson, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at the 18th verse. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, I was in the church kitchen. I was in the church kitchen, and like Archimedes, the ancient Greek philosopher or scientist, the man who stepped into his bathtub and watched the water go up and so discovered the principle of buoyancy, what makes ships float or helium balloons go up in the air instead of down. And what did he say when he found it? He said, "Heureka," in Greek, "Eureka, I have found it, I have discovered it." Well, I was in the church kitchen, and I discovered something too. Eureka. Now, I like my tea and my coffee, and that's great, but what it also means is that the mugs that I have in my office tend to get all stained with tea and coffee and that sort of thing, so I took them out into the kitchen to clean them, and I did what I knew to do. I did what I saw other people doing with dishes. I did what only makes sense. I got out a scrubber and I got out some detergent and I scrubbed and I scrubbed and I scrubbed. But the stains wouldn't come off. The stains would not come off. And so after a while, you know, enough is enough. I just quit and I said, forget this. But at the very least, maybe what I can do is disinfect the mugs. So I put them in the sink and I poured bleach in all of them and I left them there. And I came back about an hour later and they were clean and pure and white with the bleach. About the first person that I ran into was Mary Lou Turbest, and I said to her, I said, "You know what I found? I found if you put bleach in the coffee cups, it gets rid of all the stains." And she looked at me and she said, "You didn't know that?" Eureka. Okay, so I'm not Archimedes, but I've used bleach ever since. And why do you use bleach? You use bleach, why? If you want to scrub, go ahead. But if you want to get it right, what do? You use bleach because it actually works. It's the thing that works. Now, the human race likes to scrub things. Scrub and scrub and scrub, especially when it comes to religion and spiritual things and eternal things. We love to write holy books. We love to memorize commands. We love to follow precepts. We love to perform rituals. And we love to think that thereby you will become clean or stand clean before whatever's out there, God or whatever you want to call, whatever you sense is out in the universe. What do? We scrub and scrub and scrub. Now, there's other people who are on a quest for truth or for meaning or for purpose, and they know for sure that some great thinker is going to put all the pieces together for them. I know of a coffee shop down south of here my wife and I often go to, and in the window it has all sorts of advertisements, one after another after another. You can go to this retreat or that seminar or follow this wise teacher or go to that spiritual concert or follow the mystical technique, or take the cleansing diet. There is no lack of religion and philosophy. And for people who are serious about things, such things, it seems like the way to go. You scrub and you scrub and you scrub until you achieve meaning and answer and purpose. St. Paul looks at such people, and in today's lesson, he calls them Jews and Greeks. Jews and Greeks, which is basically a shorthand for everybody. That's always been us. Some people want to scrub themselves into cleanness through keeping the rules and living a moral life, living your life by the book, and the heavier the book, and the bigger the book, and the blacker the book, the better off you are. Some people scrub their way to the answers through continuous exposure to anything and everything. If I can just experience every thought, have every experience, follow every religion, every novel idea, every scent, every flavor, every color, every travel destination, I will arrive at the truth. I will be enlightened. Now, if you are serious about such things, because not everybody is, but if you're serious about such things, you can go ahead and follow the rule book, but in the end, it becomes a slavery to guilt and a slavery to fear. You find yourself saying, I've scrubbed and I've scrubbed and I've scrubbed, but I don't even know if I'm doing the right thing. I don't even know if I've done enough to make God or whatever is out there happy with me. Of all people, St. Peter, the fellow that our church is named after, St. Peter said this in Acts chapter 15. He said, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? The bigger the book, the heavier the book, the blacker the book, the better off you are. And yet it just becomes a burden that is too hard to carry, too hard to bear. And for the other group of people, for those who are serious about such things, the quest for meaning and answers and purpose and exposure to every experience, they can scrub and scrub and scrub. But where do you end up? Where do you end up with every experience and every purpose and every meaning? Where do you end up? You end up like Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate, who's sitting on his throne of judgment, and before him stands Jesus, the Savior of the world. And Jesus says to him, here's your chance, Pilate. He says to him, for this purpose I was born. I will know why I'm here. I know what my purpose is. For this purpose I was born. For this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth, because I know what the truth is. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. And Pilate said to him, what is truth? What is truth? Now, you don't get to be governor of Judea by growing up in a poor family. You don't get to be governor of Judea without having gone to the best schools and sat at the feet of the best philosophers that were out there. And no doubt Pilate's parents paid big money for a classical education for him to have tutors to learn all of these different philosophies. And what does he end up with? When all is said and done, he ends up tired, maybe cynical, maybe mocking. He says, what is truth? What is truth? And in today's lesson, our Lord says to us simply, you know, before you go down those other paths, I'm going to save you some time. All that scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing. Have you tried bleach? Have you tried the bleach? Have you gone down far enough the path of trying to be moral and trying to be good and trying to be upright and trying to be devout and trying to get it right and trying to say your prayers and trying to read the Bible, trying to be a good person? Or have you looked for enough answers and truth and meaning in your life? Is your arm tired enough from all the scrubbing that you're ready to give something else a try? And if you're ready to give something else a try, how about the bleach? Did you try bleach? Are you ready to say finally, you know, Jesus, you came into this world to go to the cross and to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Jesus, you are the way, and you are the truth, and you are the life, and no one comes to the Father but by you. No other way does the cup get clean. Because if you think for a moment, what's the difference between bleach and scrubbing? One simple difference. The bleach actually works. It actually works. What's the difference between the cross and all the morals of mankind? What's the difference between the cross and all the teachings of mankind? And that is that the cross actually gets you where you need to go. It gets you where you need to be with the Father. It gets you what you need to be, righteous and clean. It gets you with whom you need to be, the people of God in every time and place, every one of whom can say the same thing from the book of Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace you are saved through faith, and how does it go on? This didn't come from you. It's not by works, so that no one can boast. You didn't scrub your way into heaven. You didn't scrub your way together with the Lord. You didn't scrub your way to eternal life. You didn't scrub your way to understanding and truth. It came through Jesus. It's the bleach that works. Now, it sounds too simple, for by grace you are saved. But then again, to use bleach, that sounds too simple too, doesn't it? If you really want to get it right, you should get the scrubber out there and scrub and scrub and scrub. But no, the bleach is what works. And the word of the cross, St. Paul says, I admit it in today's lesson, the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. It doesn't seem moral. It doesn't seem brainy. It doesn't seem like the right path to take. But for those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And then he goes on. He says, now look at your calling, brothers and sisters, when you became a Christian. Look at your calling. Not many of you were wise according to the flesh. Not many were powerful. Not many were well born. But the foolish things of the world God chose in order that he might thoroughly put to shame the wise. And the weak things of the world God chose in order that he might thoroughly put to shame the strong. And the low-born things of the world and the things that are despised God chose, the things that don't even have any existence he chose, so that the things that exist he might make them ineffective, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. For from him you yourselves are in Christ Jesus. Jesus became for us our wisdom from God. Jesus became for us our righteousness from God. Jesus became for us our holiness from God. Jesus became for us our redemption from God, so that what happens? Just as it has been written, the person who boasts, go ahead, but boast in the Lord. Let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Now, if you're old school, and old habits die hard, you can try scrubbing. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it until you get blisters on your fingers, or what do they used to say, dishpan hands. Go ahead and scrub and scrub. Try to be moral enough to see God. Try to be wise enough to know the truth apart from God. See if you can get the cup clean. And then when you're done with that, did you try the bleach? Did you try what really gets the job done? Did you try the blood of Jesus Christ, 1 John chapter 1, which cleanses us from all sin? And so then, from him, you yourselves are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, righteousness, holiness, redemption. He's the bleach. He gets the job done. In order that, just as it has been written, the person who boasts, let them boast in the Lord. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.